in their society as a whole. A woman to have a child and to bring forth a child for her husband, especially a son, was considered one of the purposes of life, to bring forth an heir. And to her, it was like she's a failure as a wife. They are walking in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Couldn't be blamed for anything. Absolutely adhering to the law of Moses. She's saying, this is how God deals with me. This is a very hopeful statement. This is how he has dealt with me. But she hides herself. Verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So now Gabriel, the angel, was sent from God to Nazareth, where there is a virgin. A lot of times, Mary, the virgin birth is, of course, questioned by a lot of skeptics. And one of the things they like to do is to point out that in Isaiah, the prophecy that says, a virgin shall conceive, in the Hebrew, the word for virgin there is not the technical term referring to a virgin, but merely to a young maid. But that does not exclude her from being a virgin. It just means that the word does not, the prophecy does not require a virgin. It does not mean a young unvirgin shall conceive. It just means a young girl. And though it is not, say, a technical virgin, because there was a word for a woman who had never been with a man, it didn't use that word. Yet still, young girls, certainly in these times, tended to be virgins already. Not that that really is important at all. Because for a prophecy, the thing that fulfills the prophecy is more detailed than the prophecy itself, in most cases. Obviously, if the prophecy contains more detail than the actual thing, then the thing falls short of the prophecy. But in that she was a young maid, it does fulfill the prophecy. What did the prophecy say? A virgin shall conceive and call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. He will be called the Son of the Most High, as Gabriel says. So it's not merely a question of having the proper technical term in the Old Testament. Jesus, certainly the idea of a child being born, of a young girl, of course is not so amazing. But that child would be the Son of God, or God himself with us. Remember, in the Old Testament, it had a near fulfillment. That's another thing. In the Old Testament, there was a virgin at that time, a young woman who conceived a child who was to be a sign. And he would call his name Emmanuel, because God is with us. But it has a secondary meaning, which is that a virgin at a later date is going to also conceive a man who shall be God with us. God among men. And this is further confirmed in Isaiah chapter 9, Verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. These are things that unquestionably refer to Jesus Christ. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now the prophecy of the virgin conceiving comes sooner in the book of Isaiah. In chapter 7, verse 14, the Lord, you know, what he says is, he's going to deliver Israel from their enemies. You gotta understand what this prophecy was about the virgin conceiving to really understand why it would not be a right to write this as a technical virgin in the Old Testament. Because it had a near fulfillment, and if it was a technical virgin, then it wouldn't fit their times. At this time, the kingdom of Israel, which had been David's kingdom and Solomon's kingdom, is already split into two kingdoms, the kingdom of Israel in the north and the kingdom of Judah in the south. There was war with the Syrians in the northern kingdom of Israel, and the Lord has promised deliverance. He said, it will not happen. They're not going to destroy you. And he says, ask me a sign. And the king Ahaz says, I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord. I believe him. It is not tempting to God when he says, ask me a sign, and you ask a sign. What it's tempting, it's kind of interesting here, because you look in Luke, Zacharias was like, well, how am I going to know this is going to be? And he is said to be unbelieving. Mary asks, how can this be? But she receives no criticism. Because God looks on how each person, what is expected of each person, what they ought to know. Zacharias is a priest of many years. Mary is a young girl. Young girl, I mean, 13, 14, 15 at the most. This is what the Lord says in verse 13 of Isaiah 7. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? You're wearisome to men, and you're wearisome to God even. He's asked you to ask a sign. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Actually, the virgin shall conceive. Some well-known person in the kingdom, doubtless, shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And he says, before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you abhor, the northern kingdom, and the Syrians, shall be forsaken of both their kings. And the Lord shall bring upon thee and upon thy people, upon thy father's house, days that have not come, even the king of Assyria. And it goes on, but it has to do with a prophecy that happened right then and there, that in his house, here's the sign, that a young woman was going to conceive, a particular one, and she would call the child Emmanuel.